News Talk 1620 WTAW doing a follow-up with Penny Zent, who co-chairs the BCS Christmas Parade, getting you ready to go for the 86th Parade on Sunday afternoon. Penny visiting with Kat McMullen.
We have officially 111 entries into the parade. And, of course, this year the parade is going to have as its grand marshals the World Championship Equestrian Team from here at Texas A&M University. There are 55 young ladies who comprise this team, and we're really excited to honor them in the Lone Star Christmas Parade. And so it just seemed like a natural fit with the theme and everything coming together. So one of the other exciting things, though, is that the Cat in the Hat, who was last year's Grand Marshal, is going to be back in the parade. And we're all very thankful for that. We, as I said, have 111 entries, and those members are everything from the Ross Volunteers and the Fighting Texas Aggie Band, the Parsons Mounted Cavalry, and of course, the last entry in the parade is always Santa Claus. So we have an opportunity now for two children to ride on Santa's sleigh with him, and there's a contest going on for that. People will need to enter their children at the parade website, which is bcsparade.com, and we'll have two kids. All of the information is there. One will be announced on WTAW Candy 95, and the other will be announced here on KAMU 90.9 FM.
All right. And earlier you mentioned the Cat in the Hat. Please tell me a little bit more about what makes the Cat in the Hat special.
Well, for years, Marvin Small, who is the Cat in the Hat, has ridden his recumbent bike in the parade. And unfortunately, Marvin has had some health issues. He had a stroke, and so he's not been able to ride his bike. So we honored him last year because he had been so faithful for being in the parade, and the kids just loved him. So we honored him last year by serving as the Grand Marshal. And this year, his daughters are going to drive him in the parade, so he can still participate. He's going to be in a convertible. He can't ride his bike anymore, but he will still be there to wave to all the children. And he was just adamant that he do everything he possibly could to continue this tradition. And so that just makes us all smile and very happy because people love this parade. It's 86 years young and still going. And so we are just, you know, very thankful that people enter repeatedly. We've got some of the favorites, school groups, Henderson Elementary and Mitchell Elementary, and Saul Ross is in there. Lots of the scout groups that are there from year to year. The Texas Ladies Aside and the Rollin' Riders, Slow Rollin' Riders are there. They've been in the parade for, again, many, many, many years, as well as other equestrian units. And so it's a family tradition for a lot of folks to come and join this parade. And we also have a lot of new entries, too, which is really great. A lot of new businesses that are participating this year. So I think it's going to be a great parade, and we are really looking forward to it. So we want everybody to come out and join us on the 2nd of December at 2 o'clock, it steps off. And if you can't be there in person, the parade will be rebroadcast that night on KAMU TV starting at 7 p.m.
Would you please tell me a little bit more about Santa Claus?
Well, Santa, of course. You know, we can't have a parade without Santa. And Santa has been here every single year. So the kids who are participating in the parade itself have a chance to talk to Santa. And then the other kids obviously will line up along University Drive and Texas Avenue. One of the things that we want to encourage children to do is to bring your letters for Santa. So if you want to write Santa a letter, go right ahead, and we will have Santa's elves right alongside the sleigh picking up those letters. And I promise you back, if you put an address on there and we can read it, Santa will answer your letter. You know, this is the 86th year, and again, we've got a wonderful mixture of everything from businesses who are participating to school groups who are building floats. There's even, you know, an AT, all-terrain vehicle group that's going to be in the parade. There are little shrine cars. There's all kinds of stuff. So there's literally something for everyone in the Christmas parade this year. And so we want everybody to come on out and join in the fun and kick off their holiday season, December the 2nd at 2 p.m. And just from looking at the forms, I can tell you that there's going to be some strong float entries this year, so the judges are going to have a very difficult time making their decisions on the winners, but isn't that exciting for the community?
Thanks again to Penny Zent, who co-chairs the BCS Christmas Parade, again launching at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon from the A&M campus, going east on University, then hanging a left or going north on Texas to about Villa Maria. Hope to see you there. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.